When the actor Jeffrey Tambor took the stage at Sunday night's Emmys to accept the award for Best Actor in a Comedy Series, he made a plea.
I would not be unhappy were I the last cisgender male to play a female transgender on television.
Tambor plays a transgender woman in the Amazon show Transparent. He's one of many in a list of cisgender male actors to play transgender women, including Eddie Redmayne in The Danish Girl, Jared Leto in Dallas Buyers Club. Shekinah Naifeh is a transgender actress, performance artist, and activist, and she works in the Hulu comedy series Difficult People, playing the character Lola.
Lola. And yeah, I'm trans.
Okay.
Oh, is it okay, Mr. Biological Essentialist? Do I have your cisgendered permission to be who I am? And you know what else? Bush did 9/11 and jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
Difficult person in the show. Is she difficult here in the studio? We'll find out. Shekinah Naifeh, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks so much for having me.
You know, this is a fascinating discussion, but also a frustrating discussion. I have watched in my lifetime Tom Cruise win an Oscar for being a disabled man in Born on the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Eddie Redmayne win an Oscar for being a disabled man in the movie about Stephen Hawking. Mm-hmm. Hilary Swank mm-hmm. winning an Oscar for being a disabled woman in the boxing movie that Clint Eastwood produced. This is a very difficult subject for getting disabled actors employed. How do you think the difficulty has manifested itself for trans people? Why is it difficult? And why do you think it relates maybe to my own frustrations?
I think that's actually a really great intersection to point out. One of the common things that people bring up a lot is the question of like blackface and minstrelsy and the ways that actors of color weren't given the opportunity to play their own parts for many, many years in Hollywood. I think opening the conversation up to include actors with disabilities is really helpful, actually, because the more we see how media can actually invisibilize a marginalized community while attempting to tell their story is important.
But there's also this bias, I think, that you know, people in the Academy or people in the Emmy world will say, whoa, Tambor really pulled off that stretch,
right,
which is exactly what happens with disability. Mm-hmm. Hillary played a quadriplegic in this amazing way, that somehow is a skill of acting, mm-hmm. whereas people in the experience also bring something to it.
Right. You know, Jen Richards pointed this out recently on Twitter. She talked about how while we praise like the virtuosic performance of a non-trans actor playing a trans role, what we're missing is the nuance and lived experience that an actual trans actor might bring to the part.
You don't devalue Jeffrey Tambor's performance, do you? What did you think of what he said?
You know, it's tricky because on one hand, I'm in the industry, and so I understand the long upward road that we're on trying to get fair representation. And on the other hand, I'm a trans person who feels insulted by the role. So it's
insulted
tricky.
That a cisgender male introduced millions of people to this experience through a very successful show called Transparent.
Yeah, it's tricky. I mean, I don't want to badmouth the show. The show has a lot of merit. It's funny. He does great work as an actor. But when I watch it, I just see drag. I don't see a trans woman. I feel like I know trans women of Jeffrey's age. You know, I've transitioned alongside many of them who transitioned later in life. And so I just see them being erased by him being there. It's tricky.
It's a good moment though.
Yeah, it's a really fraught moment, and these conversations are important to create change.
Well, if you see any sign that the iceberg is melting for actors with disabilities, let me know. I'd love for Daniel Day-Lewis not to win another Oscar for playing a disabled person.
Well, you know,
possible.
I have more experience working in the New York theater community than I do in Hollywood. But I know that the recent Deaf West production of Spring Awakening here on Broadway.
I love that.
It was incredible, right? And Ali Stroker had this really great part, and she's an actress with a disability. We have a recurring actor on Difficult People who's in a wheelchair, Shannon DeVito, and she's hysterical, and she's been on both seasons. So there are people who are conscious about the lack of representation who are doing work to make headway.
Shekinah Naifeh, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can see Shekinah Naifeh playing Lola in the Hulu series Difficult People. And season two right now?
That's right. Season two is streaming the whole thing. You can binge it. Go for it.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour.
There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.